News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Shamrock Rovers captain and Cape Verde international Pico Lopez returns to his footballing roots this weekend with a civic reception at his boyhood club, Lourdes Celtic. I spoke at Pico a little earlier. Started by asking him what it's been like since he got back from the World Cup.
It's been incredible, I have to say. Support from everybody coming back through Dublin Airport to going into Dunn's has been lovely to say. There's people making the effort to stop by and say congratulations and well done has been brilliant, I have to say.
We would have known going over. I mean, who doesn't want to go and represent their country at the World Cup? When you got over there, what was it like actually on the ground? And when did it kind of dawn you going, actually, no, I am playing Spain. I am playing and marking Messi.
Yeah, I suppose we had we landed in America. We had some warm-up games in Connecticut and Boston, like, and it was the huge Cape Verde community there, like, and I suppose going over to the World Cup, you know, you're playing at the biggest football event in the world, like, but when you get there, it just completely blows you away. It's completely next level, and I think being in America helped with the whole sort of magnitude of it as well, like, so definitely in front of a Cape Verdean crowd in Connecticut, you realise, like, this is going to be big. And yeah, then, of course, you walk out against Spain in your first game against one of the best teams in the world, and then the now world champions. I can say that in retrospect.
And ye held them to a nil-all draw. And as no one else can say that from this particular tournament. So, you know, they can never take that away from you. We were following not just you, but we were following your family around as well, them getting on the private planes and been flown around the place. But, you know, you were in the team bubble to a certain degree. How aware were you of what the Irish support was like?
Yeah, I was aware a good bit, I'd say, like, just through videos and, like, obviously families showing me, I suppose, what's happening back home, and I'd be quite close to, like to Primary Market, who showcased the games, and Ashley Close, who set up a cinema to watch the matches on my mum's road, like, and again, then when I came back home, that just blew me away, the support from the Irish people.
It was truly incredible, and I think everybody loves an underdog story, and I think Cape Verde kind of ticked that box. But my young Philip is a bit of a statistics nerd when it comes to soccer, and he found a stat from the World Cup that you had more blocks per 90 than anyone else at the tournament. Roberto Pico Lopez at the top of that particular list. I mean, again, they'll never take it from you. You didn't have a good tournament. You had a great tournament.
Yeah, geez, that's news to me. I suppose it's a lovely accolade to have. Like, I suppose, like, for ourselves, like, as a team and as a group, it's something we wanted to do. We wanted to go on that world stage and show that we deserve to be there, like, and compete together. And I suppose the pleasing thing as well, like, football aside, like, nobody has to ask where Cape Verde is as well, and what an achievement that is, like, to represent the people.
Now, let's talk about what's happening tomorrow, because you are being formally honoured by your home city and indeed the club where it all started. What's happening at Lourdes Celtic?
Yeah, so Dublin City Council are sort of, I suppose, putting on a homecoming and at Lourdes Celtic, just to sort of, like, you say, tie it all back to where it started, like, and it's generally, I suppose, to celebrate Lourdes Celtic and, I suppose, football in this country. And yeah, I really appreciate Dublin City Council for giving me this opportunity.
I mean, you've already been back playing with Shamrock Rovers already, unfairly beating Cork City 4-1 last week in the Cup, which I was watching at home as a Cork man. I won't take it personally, Pico, but, you know, you got a hero's welcome there as well. You're going to be dining out in this for the rest of your life, lad, you know that.
Yeah, look, as I say, I suppose this is one thing I wasn't prepared for coming home, just how big it was to everybody and how much people really enjoyed our tournament. But like I say, it's been lovely, like, but it's back to business for me. To say I'm back in playing with Shamrock Rovers, and that's the job, that's what I love doing, like, and to me that's normal. It's all the sort of, I suppose, media that comes to that. I'll have to get used to.
Pico Lopez, speaking to me a little bit earlier, good luck to him and everyone at Lourdes Celtic tomorrow. That's it from News Talk Breakfast for today and indeed for the week. My thanks to our hard-working team, our editor Aisling Moore, our producer this morning Aisling Lynch, helped by producer Ellen Kenny. On research we had Cian Burns, Shanna Cole, Ben Sweeney, Emer Collins and Amanda Uwese. Our broadcast coordinator was Anne-Marie Kane and Cormac McDonough was on sound.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.